empty room, a voiceless crew at the edge of the moon, the empty room, nothing is in it,
there is so much ridiculousness to talk about this week. I'm not even sure where we're going to begin, but we have to start somewhere, and Eric is here with me.
Hi.
It's the Empty Room Podcast. Welcome, everybody. We're going to go through the week plus of craziness that has occurred, and it continues to get crazier and crazier.
Crazier?
Which is right up Eric's alley, but for a normal person like me, I'm getting nervous.
Are you a bundle of nerves?
Bundle.
Do you feel it in the grundle?
Not yet.
The bundle of grundle?
Not yet. But yeah, it's episode 44. It's the Empty Room Podcast, and we're going to talk about some stuff. We, every week or ish, 2, 3 months, years.
Well, I mean, this is the soonest we've
soonest.
Done in a while.
But we generally talk about politics, news, sports, entertainment, although we've sort of condensed things down, and now we do what's going on in the world today. The semi-famous Pope Watch, and the ridiculous and questions to ponder. So, Eric, let's get going on what's going on in the world today.
What's going on in the world today?
I love that. So, what's going on in the world today? Let's start with, there's an election coming soon.
Yep.
Come November 3rd, we will have either a re-election of President Trump or a new president in Mr. Biden.
Sleepy Biden.
There's a lot of, you know...
Why'd I stop?
There's a lot of trash talking between the two, and that's how it should be. Politics should be dirty.
Dirty
we
politics.
We support that. But in the meantime, we have some other things going on, which include the protests and the riots and the COVID-19, and it's just a whole masterful pile of shit that's happening right now.
Giant pile of shit.
So how do you feel about that, Eric? Do you think that it ends November 3rd?
Not November 3rd. It'll end November 4th. No, when Trump wins, because he will.
We don't know.
He will.
We don't know.
All right, fine. If he wins, the rioting will get worse. And that'll probably last for, you know, another 3 or so months. Probably until a month after inauguration. COVID, or the emergency response of to COVID, will end about a week after re-election. They'll probably keep it, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard
keep
to
keep sprinkling it on the week after re-election, yeah, because they have nothing else to do.
Yeah,
and then they'll just slowly let it drift away.
It's hard to tell. I sort of think that the rioting stops November 3rd, no matter what.
No, I mean, if he gets reelected, the rioting will surge.
No, but here's what I think. Like, if Biden wins, it stops. If Trump wins, the gloves are off and Trump doesn't have to worry about reelection anymore. And he's going to bring in the feds and do the martial law stuff and the insurrection laws. And he's going to come in and clean everybody out. So I think it ends no matter what, after November 3rd, after the election. As for the COVID thing, who the hell knows? I would like to think that it ends shortly after. But, you know, it all depends on how our leaders play it after this. But it's definitely sort of a big pile of shit, and it's not fun.
I'm talking more about, you know, when it comes to COVID, I'm talking more about how much people focus on it.
Mm.
That's going to end about a week or two after the re-election. Because, you know, they're using it as a political tool. I mean, it's what it's always been from almost day one.
Mm.
So,
until we know
Donald Trump wins re-election, then, like you said, it doesn't matter anymore. He's in for the next for 4 more years, and there's nothing they can do about it. So they'll stop harping on it as much as they have.
Well, here's hoping. hoping that we get past this and we can all get back to some semblance of normalcy.
Fucking evil ass Democrats.
All right.
No, no, they suck. They're all evil. Every single damn one of them.
Okay, let's not go
no,
on this road.
Every one of them. No. Every single one.
Meanwhile.
All right, fine.
The NBA, the National Basketball Association.
Fuck them too.
I know. The ratings are down 11% from last year and 40% from 2 years ago.
For good reason. So, they're idiots.
Well, they've gone into the political world. In fact, all professional sports are going into the political world. And I don't think it's watchable. I don't think people like it.
And they're taking a tiny...
Whoa! All right. Easy! Hey!
You know where to cut.
No, no. This is in, baby. Let's roll.
They're taking a tiny Chinese cock up the boomer.
We held our breath for that line? Oh my goodness.
Made you laugh, didn't it?
No. Jeez. Well,
they are. They're
yeah, I mean, all I know is that there is an absolute Chinese connection, and whenever you bring it up, all the NBA people go, ooh, don't talk about that. Let's change the subject. So I think the NBA is in real trouble. They're doing their playoffs now in a bubble. There's no fans anywhere because of COVID, so even that's sort of weird. We've talked about that a couple weeks ago, but it's just, it's just crazy. I don't know what the NBA is going to do. Meanwhile, in San Francisco.
Home of the gays.
That's not true.
No, that's not true.
That's not true.
It's a gay mecca, though.
Well, so is Providence.
No, San Francisco. San Francisco. Let's call it what it is.
Anyway, meanwhile, in San Francisco...
It's a gay mecca covered in shit.
There is a lot of pooping in public, which I don't know if I like that so much. Meanwhile, in San Francisco, there are rules that say you cannot go to a salon. And you cannot get your hair did.
Care did?
Hair did. You heard me. But Nancy Pelosi went and got her hair did.
Oh, she wanted to get her hair...
Blown out?
Blown. She wanted to get blown out.
Whatever that means. I think that means your hair just keeps getting blow-dried with coloring in it. Is that right?
I don't care.
Oh. Point is, it's the perfect example of laws for the rest of us and not for the elites.
It's a perfect example of Democrat hypocrisy.
Of course, the video was leaked.
Of course it was.
And she blamed the salon owner.
Of course, yeah. Well, yeah. It was a fed up. I was fed up while she's, trying to keep her dentures in.
Well, let's not be mean. The point of
no,
the story...
No, fuck that bitch.
No. Again, coming out heavy and hot. Relax.
Okay? Stupid.
It's definitely...
Drunk whore.
No, jeez. For heaven's sakes, don't say that. The point is that you can't have a law for everybody based on the safety of this COVID thing and then break it just so... Because, you're you.
Blown.
You're you. You're you, and you're better than the rest of us. So... I think it's something they're going to live to regret, the Democrats, and I think it's going to be something that, and already Trump has used it in a lot of his ads, and,
as he should.
Right, as he should.
He's using that, he's using the fucking riot footage.
Well, the riot footage should be used.
Use as much of that as you can.
Because nobody's doing anything about it for the most part, although now it seems like the war for these cities is underway, and now both sides are taking some heat. I mean, just the other week, one of the Antifa guys shot a Trump supporter in the chest and killed him. And then, after that, the police came to get him, and there was a firefight, and it's still unclear whether he was shot by the police or if he killed himself, but...
at least he's dead.
It's getting way out of hand. I mean, it's
one less Antifa loser.
It's been out of hand for a while, and one of the things that has to be pointed out is that all these things are happening in Democrat-run states, and it's just amazing. So, haven't seen anything like it. I guess the closest thing is when we were kids. The riots in LA and stuff like that back in the day, but nothing to this scope. It's pretty wild.
It's nothing compared to this. Yeah.
On a different news, David Blaine.
Why are we talking about David Blaine?
Because he did up. Didn't you hear about this? He got all these balloons and he held on, and the balloons took him above the thing. Now people are saying it's like the movie Up, but I remember it more clearly as one of the things that happened in Curious George, and held on to all the balloons and it took him up, and apparently he kept going up to close to the, you know, to the top of the atmosphere, and then let go and came down in a I think he put a parachute.
I would hope so.
So he did it. I mean, that was the that was what predicted would be his next big thing. He's accomplished it, and apparently it was the most watched live event on YouTube ever. 660,000 people tuned in to watch David Blaine. Twa.
Okay. I mean, yeah. It's not really much. Well, shit.
Are you impressed?
Well, it's yeah. I mean, it's, I mean, one, I'm impressed that he held on so long. I mean, well, I mean, he must have had a setup where he, you know.
Well, they talked about how in the article I read where they had all these balloons around, and then there was a different type of balloon in the middle. Like, you had the fake balloon.
So it was all bullshit.
Well, I mean, it's a magic trick.
Of course, it's all bullshit. No. He's not really a magician, though.
He is a magician.
He is. But he's more known for doing endurance stuff.
Which is also bullshit. Because, I mean, if there's nothing that I've learned from Penn and Teller, is that all this stuff is set up and designed so that you never actually put yourself in harm's way at all. You know, the bullet catch for Penn and Teller, all the stuff that Houdini did.
No, but I mean, we're not talking about magic tricks like the bullet catch and stuff like that. We're talking about endurance tests of him doing.
Well, I thought he was the guy that in the beginning he would do levitation stuff.
He would. Well, he would do that stuff. You know. But he started doing more endurance stuff, like staying in a
staying in a marriage for more than 5 years.
Yeah, he stayed. He was suspended over. He stayed like a little bubble, suspended over a bridge for like 12 days or something like
that's,
that.
That's what more Houdini used to do. Houdini used to do endurance stuff as well as escape stuff, as well as, you know, and all those things are designed with showing the audience one thing while something else is happening, and you're never really in danger unless you're a psychopath, and then, you know, at some point your luck's going to run out. But
sure.
But, you know, the fact that it was the most watched live event on YouTube, that's pretty interesting.
Somewhat interesting. It's not even a little interesting.
All right, now, Eric, I don't want you to get your dander up, but this next story might get you in a fighting mood.
I'm already in a fighting mood.
No, this one's going to push you over the line. So I'm going to do my best, folks, to hold him back. Graceland was graffitied by Black Lives Matter and Antifa, the home of Elvis Presley.
That sucks.
You're not going to fight for the king? Is that really what I'm hearing right now?
I was never an Elvis fan. Don't get me wrong. His music is good. I like Elvis, but I was never one of those Elvis super fan guys.
Those guys are starting to weed out anyway. I mean, Elvis was an older guy.
Yeah.
I mean, his generation's starting to fall to the wasteland.
Yeah. But I'd be more pissed off if they did something to like Frank Sinatra's old home.
Interesting. I did not.
I was more of a Sinatra guy than an Elvis guy.
When I was making the set list, I figured that part there. Graceland being graffitied.
I want all of Antifa and,
get your dander off.
And BLM to be dragged down the street and beaten shot.
I mean, we're not. No, we don't. No murder. I mean, let's put that out there. Easy does there, big boy.
I never said murdered. I said shot.
Okay. And
their stupid faces.
I figured that that Graceland would be, you know, a moment for you.
No, because it's a moment for you because I hate BLM and I hate Antifa, and I want them both to be punished just for existing.
Mm.
But am I mad because of the Elvis connection? Not particularly, because Elvis was never really all that important to me.
So you're not a hunk of burning love?
No, nor do I have blue suede shoes.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I was like, hey, you can mess with Confederate statues, but you can't mess with Elvis.
You know, if you're gonna do the South sort of thing, I'd be much angrier if it was Johnny Cash than.
Well, hopefully they haven't found his stuff yet. And lastly, we got some deaths to report, Eric. Some important ones and some just notable ones.
All right.
The notable ones: sports heroes Dan Seaver, pitcher for the Mets,
dead.
Unfortunately, passed away right in his late 70s. Seemed like a decent guy. Could throw, you know, won a World Series. That type of thing.
He could throw a ball.
Cliff Robinson, basketball player for the NBA. He was on the Portland Trailblazers for God knows how long and really Gate. Good. And unfortunately passed away at 58, though.
That's young. That's really young.
Some cultural icons. Chadwick Boseman died.
Yes, he did.
That was unfortunate. I mean, he's a
cultural icon. That was...
Cancer.
Yeah.
He was...
But listed as COVID. Now, it was really weird. No, I'm kidding. No, that was a rough one. That was a really rough one because he's so young and because he was so high profile with the Black Panther thing.
And he was talented. He was,
and no one knew about it.
Yeah, well, I guess he did most of his work while he was.
But he didn't tell. He never told anyone.
Right. But Black Panther was very good. He was outstanding as Jackie Robinson.
Yep.
And there's a lot of good things that he did. It's unfortunate, and just a real stoic person about it. You know, apparently he did a lot of his movies while undergoing treatment and dealing with this stuff. So that was a bummer. And then for me, I know this one's not going to hit home as much for you as it is for me, but John Thompson, the legendary basketball coach from Georgetown. I know. For you, it's not anything. But as a guy who grew up playing basketball and playing at the collegiate level, John Thompson was an icon in the Big East. He took Georgetown, who was just quite frankly, a white liberal school, and turned them into a basketball power with dudes like, I mean, legendary dudes like Patrick Ewing, Allen Iverson, Alonzo Mourning, and some of these other really talented, wonderful basketball players. They all played under John Thompson, who was a mountain of a man. 6'10 guy, had this booming voice. When I think of the Big East, the way I romantically think about it when I was a kid, like, he's such a powerful figure there. And almost everybody who played for him, you know, has this feeling that he helped save their lives or change their lives for the better. Hmm. So,
sounds like a good guy.
Yeah, Thompson was a really good guy. And it's just, I was really shocked when I heard he passed away, which I shouldn't have been. You know, he was in his 70s and he's 6'10", which means he had a great run. You know, they say that if you're above 6'4", you know, the heart's got to work real hard. So, unfortunately. So that was another one that was tough. And then lastly, something I kind of want to talk about that sort of adding to the what's going on in the world today, the tweet of the week. Tweet of the week.
Okay.
All right, the tweet of the week. This week's tweet.
Twitter is a cesspool. Twitter is run by communists.
Okay.
Twitter is a cesspool. Twitter really sucks. You suck, Jack. You suck.
Okay. That's a great jingle. We should use that every single time. I will do my best to do that. This one was brought to us by two different people. Now, I apologize in advance. I didn't get their handle, which is a shame. I should have gotten the handle. I will do better next time. But what matters is these two people nailed it out of the park. So whoever you are, kudos. One was talking about how Rand Paul had survived now a mass shooting, a beating from a liberal, and let's see here, a mob attack.
And COVID.
Well, the guy chimed in and said, the other guy chimed in with his tweet and said, and COVID, he might be a Highlander.
Do we know where Rand Paul's originally from?
There could be only one.
Is he from the Highlands of Scotland?
If he says on the Congress floor, there can be only one at one point. We know what's coming.
Where's the name Paul coming from?
But I thought that was worth our first ever tweet of the week. So it's time for that Pope Watch, the thing that we do that almost no one else does, and that's keep track of the Pope as he
needs to be watched.
Does his thing on the video screen with his wonderful Pope Mobile. I mean, I think it's the one thing we can all agree that everyone thinks is cool, although he hasn't been out in the world lately because of the COVID thing, so no Pope Mobile, no special Pope vehicles. You know what I mean?
Do you think there's the Pope Copter?
I always hope there's like a...
The Pope Marine?
The Pope Mobile, the Pope Copter, the Poparang. When he's in trouble, you know, he throws the Poparang. But who knows? Anyway, one of the first things the Pope said on Twitter this past 2 weeks, the Pope says to return to our rightful place in the natural order. And that means the economic structure has to change. We all knew that that was coming. Any thoughts on the Pope and his first tweet?
Say the first tweet again.
The Pope calls to return to our rightful place in the natural order of things.
Rightful place in natural order, according to the Bible, is mastery over all things.
Economic structures need to change.
Fuck that shit.
Okay. So you're down with Pope 1.
Keep what you kill.
Pope 2 urges simpler life. Stop greed. Stop corruption. And excessive eating.
You first. You first, pizza boy.
When I saw excessive eating, my eyes lit up. I was like, Eric's going to eat this one up. Here we go.
Hey, Pope. Oh, boy. Do you like the pepperoni? Do you like the extra cheeses? Do you like the salami? Yeah, jackass.
The Pope has been on record as a very, very fondness for Italian pizza in the Vatican and has actually ordered out and had people deliver to the Vatican. So it's very interesting that this is a...
Hey, I get him some Domino's. Hey, some Papa John's.
The third aspect of what the Pope wants to talk about these couple of weeks has been COVID. COVID itself.
The Pizza Hut.
COVID pizza?
No. Yeah. Well, that'd be interesting.
COVID shows that we're all connected. Like it or not, we need to have solidarity. I agree with this one. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, he's right. We're all connected. I have trouble with the Pope when he gets into the socialism stuff, when he gets into the...
Well, he's a socialist.
Right, which makes me not really a fan. But when he also talks about, you know, not changing things that we like and changing things that are doctrine. You know, when he wanted to change the Lord's Prayer, I had to put on the brakes pretty fast.
Yeah, I did. But then I did some more reading about that, to be honest. And this is what they're saying he's doing. It's supposed to be a better translation of what is actually there. And it's specific to one line, which is the...
trespasses, right?
No. It's the one after that. Lead us not into temptation. Which, if you think about it, the line, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you think about that line, just that one line, why would God ever lead you into temptation?
But that's not the point.
Well, you're asking him not to lead you into temptation.
Right.
Why would he ever do that?
He wouldn't.
Exactly. So why is the line there?
Because when you're on the plane, this is my interpretation, I am by no means a religious scholar, nor am I a religious, for lack of a better term, prophet, or what would be a better term?
I think you had it right with scholar. Just keep going.
Okay, keep going. You know, one of the reasons we're on this planet is we have freedom of choice. So temptation is always there, and we have our choice to either go follow it or not.
Yeah, but the line has nothing. The line as written has nothing to do with free will because you're being led.
All right. Well, you know what? Maybe, but I always took that line to be a part of the free choice idea. Because, you know, you get that all the time from people who are non-Christians or people questioning their faith. You know, why would God allow blissful children to be killed?
I get it. You know? But if you go with like a more literal, it's like, lead us not into temptation. A literal reading would be, God is leading you into temptation. You're asking him not to do that.
Yeah.
So I guess it depends on how literal you want to be.
And that's always the issue. How literal is it? Is the Bible a historical document, or is it a bunch of parables telling and helping you how to live
your
life?
I think it's both.
Yeah, I think it's both. I think there's part of it. You know, one of the things I was listening to a presentation, which is not the right word.
Sermon?
Sermon, thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm losing my mind half the time, and it rhymes.
Keep going.
A sermon on Samson and Delilah. And I thought it was
Samson Simpson.
And I thought it was very interesting because growing up and even as a young adult, I had always heard that story a certain way. You know, here's this, you know, for lack of a better term, here's this badass.
Here's this strong dude who he's a bit of a badass.
Who just beats the crap out of everybody.
With a jawbone. Yeah. Who picks a jawbone just to beat the shit out of everyone,
you know,
around him?
He's just this toughest dude. And then, you know, he ends up seeing a girl he really likes. And he trusts her. And she betrays him a bunch of times. And then he goes into slavery. And then he ends up getting his hair back and his power back. And putting all the pushing everything down and killing everybody.
Including himself.
He's a badass. But there's more to the story, and one of the things that I had heard, you know, through the sermon that I didn't understand, and not didn't understand, but didn't expect, was that it was another example of God using sinners to make his point. Not only was Samson a badass, he was a dick. And he
was kind of a dick.
He was a massive dick, and he was kind of this guy that was like, hey, God has blessed me. He's given me three rules. But, you know, I'll break this one. Look, nothing's happened. Yeah, I'll break this one. Nothing's happened. I'm just going to keep pushing the line, and God will always be on my side. And, you know, and finally at one point, God's like, you know, wait just a minute.
Oh, let me stop you right there.
Yeah. I'm Benuten. I'm Benuten, bitte.
Samson, you're going to have to get rid of some harsh shit. Because you need to learn some...
Some manners.
Some... quality lessons, and it's not going to be easy.
But think about that for a second. And the reason I tell this story just now, after something that I learned 2 weeks ago, was that where does the scriptures and the sermons lead you in terms of literal versus not? And what are they trying to tell you and get you as opposed to what's the actual subject matter? You know, I thought Samson was just God's champion for the longest time, you know, and who made a mistake. Oh, hey, we see a nice woman.
With a nice pair of titties.
So I was going to say feet, nice pair of feet or arms.
You're into feet, are you?
No. But
she has a nice pair of titties.
Stop. But the point is that you see a woman and you make a mistake. All right, I get all that. But no, he was actually a giant prick.
He was a prick.
And he wasn't necessarily God's champion unless God's a giant prick. And I don't think he is. Or it is. Or she is. Or however we want to describe
it.
There were some tough times. There were some tough times in the Old Testament. I get that. But
when God lays the hammer down, he lays it down hard.
Yeah, well, as he should. He's God. I mean, what?
Yeah, but he's destroyed everything on several occasions.
Well, you know, you fuck around, you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
It's like someone who gets pissed off at an Etch-A-Sketch and just goes shaking.
That's a great example. I like that a lot.
But yeah, I mean, there's always way more to it. I mean, it's like the Cain and Abel story. I mean, the amount of meaning you can take out of that story, which accounts for a paragraph or two in the Bible, in the whole of the Bible, and the amount of meaning you can take out of that is.
Did you ever get involved in those Peterson?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
They're so good when he does his stuff on the Bible. My goodness,
yeah, I mean,
really, really good.
Just to listen to him talk about the Cain and Abel story.
Yeah.
Just that alone. I mean, it took him hours.
Yeah, yeah, and it's such an interesting viewpoint because he's a psychologist and really cool. But yeah, I guess so. With that idea, maybe there is some. Maybe we were too hard on the Pope when it came to the changing of the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, a little bit too hard. Yeah, but,
But still.
Please forgive us, Popester.
No, I don't give a shit about the Pope's forgiveness. I'll take the Lord's forgiveness on that one.
Sounds good.
But Fatty Pope needs to stop being so fat.
And the last...
with the pizza.
And the last thing for the Pope Watch. Pope Benedict.
Ex-Pope Palpatine?
Has become the oldest living pope ever.
Congrats to him. How old was he?
93 years 93 young.
93 years... Don't coddle these people.
93 years old. First to retire in 700 years. Mm-hmm. Which is in itself pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty, very amazing.
And there are times we wonder if he had just held on a little longer.
If he had held on, he would have died 20 years ago.
You think so?
Oh, God, yeah.
Was he really suffering under that much, do you think, under the job?
No. Well, when did he retire? I say 20 years ago. When did he retire?
Don't know.
But no, if he had kept going, he probably wouldn't be alive. Not because of anything nefarious. I just think it's a stressful job.
Hmm.
And he's an old man. I mean, he was an old man when he took the job.
Yep. But it turned out he was the more frugal pope, comparably to Francis.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Francis is the socialist weasel, and Benedict was more of a...
I don't really know a lot of his stances in terms of
economic. He was more conservative.
Well, yeah.
You know, so... But
I just remember he wasn't very well-liked.
Which makes me think now, more than ever, he was a conservative.
Yeah.
So that's what we got for the Pope Watch. Live on, Pope Palpatine.
Live on, ex-Pope Palpatine.
It was Fuck You Jack, wasn't it?
No, yeah. Fuck you, Twitter. Fuck you, Jack. Twitter.
It is a pile of shit, but it is a great place to get news happening. Not necessarily the right news. I mean, it might not be true, but you'll get things that are happening simultaneously through Twitter.
Yeah.
And that's really its only useful value, in my opinion. So it's time for the ridiculous.
Oh, were we recording that the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So time for the ridiculous. Let's start off with George Washington University as a professor named Jessica Krug.
Oh, is this the...
She lied about being black.
Yeah. Another one.
Oh, man. There's a lot of them out there, more than you would think.
I'm black.
Rachel Dolezal.
Sean King. The whitest black man I've ever seen.
They call him Talcum X, which is just funny. You know, I don't want to delve too much into the race issue right now because I don't think it's something that's ever listened to correctly. Like, everyone sort of takes it out.
He's so white, though.
But the point is that...
He's so incredibly white. It's not even funny.
There's a lot of people pretending to be black.
It really is.
And you shouldn't that be offensive, like, to people?
No, see, what's really funny is there... Why... If there was... If white privilege was real,
right?
Why are there so many white people pretending to be black?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, how we used to, when we were younger, when we saw kind of white guys acting, quote unquote ghetto and,
You talking about Vanilla Ice?
No, it's more like, no.
You're talking about...
I think it's more of the Eminem route.
Yeah, but
early Eminem, when he first came out, he was kind of like, what are you trying to do there, bud? I mean, I didn't know.
Turned out he was massively talented.
Well, it turns out he's the best rapper of all time.
Yeah, I mean, massively talented.
But no, it was like when he first came out, it was more like...
Oh, I like that Slim Shady stuff, though. That was funny.
Yeah, but I'm talking about when he first began to get notoriety. Mm-hmm. The first thing that happened was more of like, there was his fans, which there was a ton of, and then there was, a little bit of, why is he trying to act...
Yeah,
but at that point you didn't know his history, his where he came from, and this, that, and the other. And it shouldn't have mattered anyway.
Right, he was just talented.
But yeah, it's when you're younger and you don't know any better, you're like, why are you trying to act all,
different? Why be different?
Like gangster.
Yeah. It's not even a race. It's a lifestyle of.
I know, but yeah. It's. I don't know. There are some things that are.
But it's fascinating to me how many people are trying to be something different to get a victim card.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes down to, whether it's Elizabeth Warren pretending to be a Native American so that she...
Still.
Yeah, whatever.
Talking to, the Native American...
Yeah, I mean, it's frustrating.
...caucus and, or some shit.
And it's frustrating because, one would think that perhaps she wouldn't have made it in Harvard if she didn't have that card. And then you have this woman here pretending to be black to get into George Washington U and be a professor there. I mean, this type of stuff is offensive, one would think, but it seems like if you have the right politics, it doesn't matter, and that's unfortunate, I think.
Which is weird. I'm not exactly sure why Rachel Dolezal didn't get the pass, because she does have the right politics. She does...
Well, maybe,
Well, I think she kind of lost it herself.
She sort of became crazy. So, I mean, you can't protect crazy normally. But speaking of crazy, Eric, the California legislature... passed a bill reducing penalties for sex with willing children.
I just want to set California on fire.
That
it is on fire. I want to set all of it on fire. I want that guy.
My rule has
that
been
one fucking guy. He's the same asshole. The guy who pushed this bill.
Wiener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First, cut his off. Second, he's the same asshole that pushed and got passed that bill that says if you have AIDS, you don't have to tell.
That guy too.
He's the same guy. Fucking prick. That guy needs to go immediately.
Yeah, there's a lot of crimes that are horrible, but I think anything against a child is as bad as it gets. One of the reasons why we've been, Eric, you and I have always been harsh on the Pope when it's come to those child sex crimes in the Catholic Church. We feel that's inexcusable, and all those guys should be round up and put to justice. And here, one of the things, I've heard a couple different things. One, that, Hollywood's so entrenched in pedophilia that, they're trying to get out ahead of this and make things a little bit easier for these people, which is fucking horrific. You also know that on the down low, Trump's had sort of these, I wouldn't say secret police, but his squad for sex trafficking has been doing wonderful work. They've been rescuing children and hacking away at this stuff.
It's gone unnoticed because of mainstream media.
But I think it's supposed to.
He's been doing it since day one.
I think it's supposed to be unnoticed. I'm not that I would trust the media one way or the other.
No, because he's been open about the bills he has signed.
Right.
In terms of, I know about the.
But the action of what those guys are doing, that's supposed to be on the down low, so people can't react.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm talking about the more overt stuff, like the bills he's put into. He's signed, and I think it's mostly been executive actions.
Yeah.
But
it's the point is that there's been real progress made in this stuff, then you have California going backwards. So
it's really disgusting what they're doing. 10 years apart, up to 10 years apart, between the ages of 14.
14 was the youngest.
14 and 17 or 14? Yeah, yeah. Well, I get it. Yeah. Yeah, 14 and 17, I guess. Yeah,
it's awful.
It's awful. Yeah, and it's awful. You know what the worst part about it is? I mean, well, not the worst part, but what should be the most insulting part is that they're advertising it as LGBT rights. They're literally advertising it to gay people.
Yeah.
It's just like... I mean, it's literally them saying, you guys are pedophiles anyway, now we're going to make it easier for you.
Yeah, which is wrong.
If that was the LGBT lobby, I'd be like, what the fuck did you just say?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things that I find interesting about all these lobbies anyway, in the sense that, it's become so political that, the Democrats can't be evil, the Republicans have to be to certain people, and then vice versa. And then you have a situation where this is a law, like you said, it sort of points out the LGBTQ community.
Mm-hmm.
And, they should be up in arms about this. And instead, they're kind of just...
Well, because the bill actually says...
in my opinion, they should
the bill actually... Well, the thing that makes you that makes it like target like you know pointed at the gay community is that it's oral and anal.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say anything about vaginal.
Right.
It's like... So, you know, it's just gay guys. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
It's like that's pretty fucked up.
Yeah. All bad there. I don't know how that gets fixed. I mean, clearly I think you have the right idea. You have to vote these people out and you got to
you completely set California on fire.
Right. But voting them out's a good start too.
It's a good start. But yeah. Eventually we just firebomb the entire state.
Yeah, I'm not promoting that right now. I'm going to keep it on. Vote these guys out. If you don't like what's going on, you vote them out. That's what you do. Okay.
No, I think he should go to prison.
Well, we'll see. So, Robert Pattinson, you know that guy?
He's the Batman.
The new Batman. He's got COVID. So, in my opinion, Riddler 1, Batman 0.
Probably, yeah. he'll be fine.
I know. Most people tend to be fine with this, unless you're in your 70s. Or you have a
pre-existing condition.
Yeah, but
it has a.
But I found it funny. I was thinking to myself,
99.7 survival rate, something like that.
But I found it funny because he's Batman.
He's Batman,
and he's COVID.
But he is also a twinkling vampire, so he has it coming. He was the main guy in the
Twilight movies. Oh no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, same guy.
Oh well,
really flat pan face. Someone took a frying pan and smacked him in the face.
Part of what you need to do because Ben Affleck had that same pan face too.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
He has a more rounded face.
No, he's got a pan face.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
Well, I think that's a nose thing.
Maybe.
I'm talking about like his whole face.
Maybe you need to have it to get that the mask on the right way. Like you got to have sort of.
Well, Christian Bale did not.
Because if you have a long face, like then you look like Horseman instead of Batman.
Christian Bale didn't have that flat face.
I don't know.
He had a toned face, yeah. But he wasn't like just like
a British bulldog face.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. I mean, I think it was more prominent when Pattinson was younger.
Yeah, he seems fine to me. I mean, I saw the preview.
When I saw him in the preview, he looks amazing.
I thought he looks great. Fantastic. Yeah, and it looked. One of the things I'm sort of struggling with is that the Riddler isn't. In my opinion, that hardcore.
No, he's not.
It's kind of like. Well,
the thing is, we never really see the Riddler get away with anything.
Right.
I mean, Batman always solves all his riddles, and before anything bad can happen. We don't know how sick he is.
I suppose, but if you think about all the inclinations of the Riddler,
he was behind Hush. The whole Hush storyline, he was behind it.
I suppose you're right. Well, see, I don't do this. I don't know enough about the storylines in the actual comics, but I was thinking about all the times he's been portrayed in filmdom. Mm. He's not the Joker. Like he's not a sadistic asshole. He's funny.
I would think, and this is just an assumption. I don't know what they're thinking. I think they don't want to do Joker anymore.
You need a break.
You do need a break, but I don't think they want to. I think they've gotten it right more than they've gotten it wrong in terms of the Joker. I mean, you got it right with Heath. You got it right with Jack. They were different Jokers, but they were still correct. You had it right with
Phoenix.
With Joaquin. I did not see the movie. I didn't have any interest in seeing the movie because
I didn't want to see it either, and I found that fascinating to hear that now from you, because you and I both enjoy the Joker character quite a bit.
It wasn't the Joker.
And it wasn't the right one.
I mean, the only reason it was a Joker movie is because the only reason it had anything to do with anything in terms of the Batman universe was one of the characters, and it was named Wayne.
Yeah, like, I was with you. Like, my Joker is smart and quick and
not
lethal.
Incredibly depressed comedian.
Who's living in a dream world. I was with you. I had no interest to see it.
And plus, Robert De Niro was in it. I have no interest in seeing anything Robert De Niro's in ever again. He's a piece of garbage.
Well,
but in any case, that's a personal thing. I can say it if I want to.
And then this one, the only thing that I found interesting about the Pattinson preview was besides the fact that I didn't think the Riddler was that hardcore. Like, I was like, man, calm it down. He's sort of a happy-go-lucky guy who's really smart, in my opinion, but that's what art is. You get to challenge it and change it and do things. Like, many people loved that Joker film.
And they, just, I mean, no, I mean, like,
and it just wasn't.
I've heard it's very good, but like, I'm trying to go back to my point. Yeah. I mean, you had it right and you had it wrong. You had it wrong with Jared Leto. That was awful. I don't think they want to risk getting it wrong. And I think they're trying to substitute Riddler for Joker here.
Did you think they got it right in the Gotham stories, the Gotham City TV show with the Joker?
I thought it was an interesting take.
Yeah.
I thought, I liked that they had limited amount of time, unfortunately.
Yeah, they didn't really build him. It's not part of the...
Well, they built two different people.
Right.
Well, I mean, it was the same actor, but it was two different... It was twin brothers.
Mm.
The first one, that's Joker.
Mm-hmm.
But the character died. I mean, he did a bunch of Joker stuff. I mean, he even had his face torn off. And
Right.
But then you
which
had,
is horrific.
Yeah, but then you had the other brother come in, and he's the kind of Jack Nicholson gangster. Sorry, the Jack Nicholson gangster Joker. And then I kind of lost track after
right,
that.
Right.
So I thought it was an interesting take. The one thing I didn't like was that the brother was too quiet. Very quiet.
Are we still talking about Gotham?
Yeah, Gotham.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was thinking about the preview. About the other thing that was odd for me in the Pattinson preview was that his parents were alive. Batman's parents were alive.
While he's Batman?
Yeah.
Like they came out and said that these are his parents?
I think so.
I have to watch it. I have to watch it.
There was an interesting tweet that followed it that said, you know, the one thing I love about this more than anything else is that his parents are alive and approve of what he's doing.
Which doesn't make any sense.
I thought that was funny.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Why would he wouldn't be the Batman?
He wouldn't be Batman if his parents were alive.
No.
The reason he became the Batman is because his parents died.
I know. But maybe it's a different take.
There is no different take.
Maybe he's just a rich boy that's decided to be a vigilante.
No, he's just like, you have to have a tragedy. You don't just become, oh, I'm just going to, you know, rise up and... because I don't like the way things are going and evil shouldn't win and I'm going to be ho-hum Batman.
I'm Batman.
Well, no, I mean, that's what happened. I mean, that's the kind of thing that happens when it's fucking 60s Batman. Gee willikers, chum. I mean, his parents are still alive in that Batman, obviously. It's like, you know, he visits them every weekend for brunch, you know.
Maybe that's what we're going back to. G. Willikers jump with a fucking brass knuckle shot to the head.
Well, no, because I've seen, like, I haven't seen the trailer, but I've seen screenshots from it. It's dark.
Oh, it's supposed to be dark.
That is, they're supposed my to parents be dark. Are dead.
Well, we'll see in the next preview. But that's what I heard. So... I've been wrong before, Eric. I've been wrong before.
It's like they have a checklist, right? It's like, correct, got that right. And you get to the last one. I'm just going to take a shit on this list. I got 9 out of 10, but I need to take a dump. It's like, you had it. I mean, it's the easiest one. Just, number 10 is the easiest
just
one.
Just kill the parents.
Make sure his parents are dead. The easiest thing in the world. You don't even have to show them. The origin story has been told so many
All
times.
You have to do is show a couple of gravestones. You don't even have to get going close. Just have them stand there and go, fuck.
All you have to do is have 1 5-second scene of him dropping a rose in Crime Alley. Everyone fucking knows what that means. And you never have to say another word about it again. But no. The parents are alive? Are you fucking kidding me?
And divorced, I hope. And
I get 2 Christmases.
We need to move on to the next topic, but...
Fuck. It's like, how do you get it all right? And then you say, you know what? Fuck it. Parents are alive. That's my vision. I'm an artist.
I could,
go fuck yourself.
I could be wrong, Eric. It's all I'm saying, but I had heard that was the issue. So we'll see, and we will see. Meanwhile, The Rock had COVID.
Everybody's had COVID.
And he rock-bottomed it, I heard.
That's what he does.
And...
did he people's elbow it too?
No, he didn't need to. The rock bottom was enough. And the new XFL owner, which can't wait to see what he does with it, also had
he's not gonna do shit with it.
Also had the term jabroni officially put in the dictionary this week.
Well, that was this week?
Yep.
I thought that happened a while ago.
No, it was this week. Jabroni is now in the dictionary.
Oh, did you hear that Merriam-Webster changed the definition of female? Hereby nullifying that biological sex exists?
I did not hear that.
Yeah.
I like mine better, jabroni. Yeah, thank you.
Well, you came. You saying that brought that back in my head. Now I'm mad again.
Well, don't be mad. Let's move on. This is a good one.
Science exists, people.
This is a good one.
You guys are fucking morons.
You know who Andy Reid is?
Andy Reid?
Yes.
The coach?
Coach.
For the Chiefs?
That's right. You know what he did last year?
I don't know. He looks like a walrus.
He won the fucking Super Bowl last year.
All right.
That's what he did. And he's got himself a big old fucking Super Bowl ring. And a reporter asked him what he plans to do with it. He says, I'm going to wear it through the drive-thru and get free cheeseburgers.
I don't care.
I think it works.
It'll probably work.
If you're working it.
I actually don't remember the Super Bowl at all last year.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes got his first Super Bowl win.
Who did they play?
See?
No one fucking remembers.
I can't remember either. But I love the idea of Andy Reid driving up
it'll work.
In a Wendy's and being like,
"Where's
free burger now?" And everyone's going to be like, how about three?
Kansas City's out of Missouri, right?
Yes.
Yeah, anywhere in Missouri, he's getting free food as long as he has that ring on. He doesn't even have to wear the ring. You want to know why? He is so recognizable because he's a fat walrus. and his mustache is ridiculous.
But the ring would work anywhere outside of Missouri as well. I think if he was rolling in Kentucky and he was just like, they'd be like, all right, here you go, have seven.
Why?
I don't know.
Why would that work?
Because if you show
us, you're gonna roll up in Boston. It's like, I got a ring. We got thousands. Go fuck yourself.
Well, Boston might be tough, but some other places, I think it could work pretty well. If you have a Super Bowl ring, you show it. Football fan, you never know. Moving on. This week, Godzilla was granted Japanese citizenship. Do you think that was a move just to try to keep him at bay?
Not so much keep him at bay. He was considering moving to Hawaii, and he was going to become a U.S. citizen.
Oh, yeah, they couldn't let him do that.
No, he was.
There was plenty of people on Twitter who
he went on vacation to Oahu, and
it was beautiful over there.
I don't know, I've never been.
Yeah,
and he ate some of the locals, and
but he doesn't normally eat people. He just sort of runs stuff over.
He was hungry. All right, it was a long swim.
What about the killer whales? He could have eaten those. They're assholes anyway.
Well, you know, he only ate the racist ones.
The racist killer whales?
The racist people. The ones who, you know.
Well, how do we know that? I don't know. I'm not going down this road. That's a shitty road right there. We're trying to have fun here, Eric.
We're not allowed to have fun.
No, we're having fun.
This world's shitty.
No, we got to have
fun. Point out how shitty it is.
No, we got to have fun. So, yeah, I mean, some people on the internet.
The Japanese are fucking weird. They are. They have weird game shows where they do some fucked up shit, and they give a fictional lizard a fucking citizenship.
Well, that was the biggest complaint on the internet, was that people were like, dude, I've been trying to get Japanese citizenship for like 5 years, and they give it to some fictional lizard.
A fictional lizard who goes out of his way to destroy their cities.
Destroy all cities.
All the time. Yeah. I mean, he's not even like, even when he's protecting humanity, he destroys the city.
Mm.
We're going to give you citizenship. I don't give a shit. I'm still going to destroy Tokyo, motherfuckers.
Maybe that's why I said keep him at bay. Hey, if he's a citizen, maybe I'll leave him alone.
He doesn't pay taxes. You think he pays taxes? I don't think so.
And shellfish?
Yeah.
So, the new Bill and Ted movie came out.
You need to pay your income tax. You just lobs a 2-ton piece of coral out of the sea and destroys an entire building. Yeah, all right.
Count that.
That's kind of par for the course.
So, again, Bill and Ted had a new movie, The Music. Did you see it?
I have not seen it.
Neither have I. However, I think in today's world, the Wild Stallions apply, because if we can just be excellent to each other and party on, dude, that would work for everybody, and we could have a happier country, don't you think?
Well, I mean, let's not go crazy with the partying.
Party on, dude.
That's a more of a Wayne's World thing, isn't it?
No, actually, I believe Bill and Ted was before Wayne's World.
Oh, I'm sure, it was. And, but the way you said it is more of a Wayne's World cadence.
And actually, the guy now who has the most to do with the philosophy of partying is Andrew W.K.
I mean, I'm hoping he's in the movie.
And I don't know. I haven't seen.
He probably isn't, but he should.
He should be, yeah.
Because he is the party master. He is the human embodiment of the feng shui of party.
Right. So, I guess that was my point. You know, this Bill and Ted thing, maybe
be excellent to each other.
Be excellent to each other and party.
Kind of goes with the golden rule, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then.
So, let's just give it to Jesus on this one.
Okay. And lastly, Eric, to finish the ridiculous, I want to bring to you Exhibit A of the worst parents of all time. Now, I'm going to tell you, I got this story from Barstool Sports, and they also dubbed it the worst parents of all time. But I want to hear your feelings on this. The Coast Guard picked up a four-year-old grasping on to an inflatable unicorn.
Nice.
4 miles out to sea. The four-year-old was playing on the inflatable unicorn at a beach, and the parents lost track of her. So
she made it 4 miles?
4 miles.
Damn.
And
well done, kiddo.
And Barstool made the exact same point. First off, Herculean grip on that four-year-old.
Yeah.
And kudos to the maker of the inflatable unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
But how do you lose track of your kid?
Depends how crowded was it.
I don't know. But the point is,
I mean, don't get me wrong.
Four miles off sea.
Incredibly horrible parenting. When I say they're the worst parents in the world, no. That honor goes to the mother of the seven-year-old that she is.
You're going to make me sad. Don't make me sad. Yes, I don't want to be sad. I don't want to be sad.
All right, well.
There's plenty of bad people that do horrible things. Yeah, but this was supposed things, this is supposed to be fun.
Yeah, and the video is. Yeah. The video is awful.
And thankfully, nobody got hurt with this one. So. Yeah.
Not so with the other one.
Okay. Questions to ponder coming up. So with questions to ponder, we enter the section called questions to ponder. Are you ready?
You're going to have to rework that.
I thought that was pretty good. No, it was bad.
You said it twice.
I know.
Questions to ponder.
No, with questions to ponder, we enter the segment called questions to ponder. I thought that was pretty good.
You're saying the title of the
segment. It was kind of like the Beatles of Please Please Me. You know, back to back.
Well, you're not Ringo.
I don't want to be Ringo. I want to be more. I viewed myself as more as John.
No,
more Paul.
No. No.
So am I Brian Epstein?
Yeah. After death.
Am I Pete Best? The guy that gets cut. Oh.
yeah, we'll go with Best. I was going to say Stuart Sutcliffe.
Oh, that guy has. Well, at least he had a hot chick that. But she just died recently, right?
Did she?
Yeah.
I didn't know
she
that.
Died, I want to say, the beginning of the COVID thing. But I don't think it had anything to do with that. She just passed away from old age. But so questions to ponder. There's only two of them today. Normally we have one, but both are sort of quick. Want to circle back to the beginning where we talked about professional sports and how they've gone political. Do you think this is the death of political sport? The death of professional sports because it's gone so political that it's going to shut their audience off?
I want to say yes, but probably not.
Too much money involved?
Yeah, I think it's... let me put it this way. I don't think they'll be allowed to fail.
Mm.
I think they'll become, like, GM. And they'll have to be bailed out. And then, you know, when a Democrat gets into power, they will be bailed out.
Mm.
Should they go down in flames because of this? Yeah.
Well, I mean, baseball's doing the same thing the NBA is doing. Football's planning on doing the same thing. And football's usually
the one. Yeah, it's really funny. And, oh, man.
Football is usually the one thing that can survive through anything because it's such a fun thing to watch. And
when you have a picture of Drew, what's his fucking name?
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, yeah.
People are calling him the giant pansy.
He is a pansy.
Yeah.
Because he tried to stand up, and people, you know, the left does what the left does, and he backed down and he apologized. And he was, you know, cowardly point number one. 2, 3, and 1,000 are a picture of him in his gear, helmet on, piece of tape across it. Jacob Blake,
right,
written on it.
Yeah, Jacob Blake has turned out to be not a good person at all.
A rapist.
And
is a rapist.
He is.
And the people are cheering him. And they have football players with his name on it. Goes, and...
But here's the thing. If facts are out there, because...
The mob doesn't care.
I know the mob doesn't care, but here's the thing. Like, facts are out there, right? Yeah. You know, like, as soon as something like this happens, anything that's controversial and horrible, you have the first crew, usually the lefties, but the righties have done it once in a while, too,
sure,
where they jump in, make statements, and then the facts haven't come out yet.
Yeah.
Most people now... I would like to think, maybe I'm wrong, but most people
are
trying to wait a couple hours at least or a couple days to get...
Smart ones, but there's not a lot out there.
Fair. And then all the information comes flooding, and then you make a decision.
Sure.
So, like, you know, I saw the video of Jacob Blake, and I was like, man, I don't know what the hell's going on here. I'm going to wait and wait and wait, and I waited 2 weeks. And then you got... Because there's always the one video that's leaked, and then there's a different angle that somebody took, and once you saw a different angle, you're like, oh my God, this is... totally different than what it was portrayed as.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start verbalizing what you think about the subject matter. So Breeze is a coward, but one of the things that I can't understand is that are all of these professional athletes so insulated that they can't see the same information that I'm seeing and you're seeing?
No, they see it. They absolutely see it.
But they just choose not to do anything about it?
I think there are those that choose not to do anything about it. There are those people. And there might be more of those people than I would like to admit. But when it comes to someone like Breeze, who is a coward, he'll do whatever the mob tells him to do because he's too scared. Even when he has the truth staring him in the face that he can read.
Now, the devil's advocate, Eric. Okay, I'm Drew Breeze.
Yeah.
Okay. I believe certain things. And I took a stand on something and just got absolutely raked over the coals for it.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I have knuckleheads on my own team who are like, go fuck yourself, Drew. And I have to figure out some way to bridge the gap there. Now, because from my perspective, if he's a coward, and in this aspect he appears to be, he can afford to be one. Like, nothing changes for Drew Brees now that you think he's a coward, now that I think he had a chance to be courageous and chose not to. He's still going to play football. He's still making a ton of money. And all he's done is sort of corrected the misconceptions that those players on his team believed were true. And now they're a happy family again, and hopefully they can win football games. Do you see that aspect of it? Like,
it's still cowardly.
Sure. But it's done in the idea of it doesn't hurt me one way or the other. Now, your counter to that, in my opinion, or my counter to that would be like, dude.
He knows. He knows what he did.
Yeah.
It comes down to he has to live with what he's done.
Right.
I mean, yeah. Is he all buddy-buddy with his you know, his team again, or the people on his team that turned against him? Yeah, but at what cost? I mean, yeah, I call him a coward. I think he's a coward. Fine, whatever. He has to deal with the loss of his own self-respect.
Number one. But the other thing, too, is that with this political slant that's gone incredibly left with social justice and, you know, all this racial stuff, no one's going to watch. Like, it's been proven that they're not going to get the viewership that they're looking for. One of the reasons why the NBA is buddy-buddy with China, because there's a whole new populace over there.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys will watch and those guys will pay as opposed to, you know, us. So, I mean, that's the other cost. You know, you've made this stance and now you've aided in the destruction of your league. But you know, I'm just throwing it out there to show that there's another side, and there's I totally get what he's doing. Like, he has to go in that locker room every day. He's got to perform with people trying to kill him. Imagine, and I don't know this for a fact, so I don't want to offend anybody, but like, imagine if like
he could have walked away.
Three of his linemen.
He could have walked away.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to quit. He wants to keep playing.
Why?
Why not? He likes playing. He makes making money. But
he has enough money to.
But he likes playing. He doesn't want. He wants to win a championship again. You know all that stuff.
So what?
So but imagine what? If like three of his linemen are like, you know, you chose the wrong side. Blue 42, red 16.
Well, you know what it comes down to. You know what it comes down to. If they want to win games, they'll protect him.
Right. Right.
If they care about their job.
Right.
They will protect him, no matter what he says.
Who knows, man?
No. They should. If they care about the business of football as much as they claim to.
But they don't, though. And
then why should he?
And the worst part is that...
Because that's what he did. I don't mean to interrupt, but like,
yeah.
Because that's what he did. He cared more about the business of football.
Right.
And to play and to win and to make money and all that stuff.
Right.
So he catered to these morons.
Right. Morons being the collective.
The pro-BLM idiots.
But I don't think it matters because the owners are not the strong men anymore. Like, they're just sort of eh. Well, certain ones. I don't know who owns the Saints. I don't know what that is. But, you know. I just find it's a weird, weird situation with professional sports. And I think... Just like university lives, they're sort of committing suicide for...
Oh, I hope it all goes down in flames.
You know?
I absolutely hope it all goes down in flames. I was hoping the NFL would go down in flames over the Kaepernick thing. And it still might.
It still might.
But screw them all.
All right.
Every single one of them.
So the last question to ponder, and this will be short and sweet. Boston Dynamics. We've enjoyed Boston Dynamics for a while now, as they've continued to create... robotic things that are bringing the possible destruction of our world.
Yes.
With the Terminators and whatnot.
Dun, 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 dun.
So Boston Dynamics now has a robot dog. You've seen the robot dogs before. We posted them on Twitter and on our webpage, dancing and going over things.
I saw a video of a robot that could parkour.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't like it.
Boston Dynamics has a robot dog now that can remotely... take vitals and check and see if you have COVID. Are you interested?
No. Burn that thing. Burn it with fire.
Kill it. Kill it with fire.
Fuck that thing. Screw you, Rover.
Because those dogs are—they look pretty difficult to stop. And if you got like seven of them coming,
bark, bark, bark. You have COVID. Fuck off, Rover.
Wrong answer.
Ah, shit.
So Boston Dynamics, aka Skynet.
Fuck you, Skynet.
Is
and your dogs.
Has dogs that can check you for COVID.
Bark, bark, woof.
Bark.
You have COVID. Eat shit and die, Spot.
Oh, man. What is this world coming to? All right. So this has been the episode 44 of the Empty Room Podcast. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Ish.
Ish.